This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Just give us a rundown of what happened this week in the legislature, in the House, please.
Well, so far this week, it's been really pretty interesting. We started out on the we started out on the 19th was a really big day, and we talked about unpaved roads and restrooms in the public funded schools and state land fencing and country of origin. And one of the big discussions was on the budget reserve account, because they want to move to do away with the budget reserve account and move it to the general fund. And so that created a huge discussion. And they ended up passing that bill to move it to the general fund yesterday, I think. And then another big one was Senate File 96, which was the Wyoming Gold Act, and that passed the House. So they're looking at buying $10 million worth of gold and storing it somewhere in a facility, a depository, just so they can have some gold assets sitting around that won't. The comment was that this gold's not going to be generating any interest or anything like that, but it will be for a Armageddon doomsday scenario. So anyway, that passed the House, and I don't know where that's going to go. And then on the 19th, Senate File 69 that kind of matched House Bill 169 for homeowners' property tax came back up from the Senate side, and we spent most of the day on that bill, and we had 21 different amendments to try to make the bill more uniform and help people without hurting people, because not all the counties are the same. And all of the amendments, I believe there wasn't any amendments that got adopted. But anyway, it was so confusing that I was trying to figure out, well, what do we have now? And what I wrote down at the end of the day is what we ended up with was a 50% land included, but then there was an amendment to take the land out, so I'm not sure where that ended up. But up to $1 million in fair market value, the 50% would be for 25-26, and they did I think remove the land, because that lowered the cost by about $1 million to the backfill. So the backfill will end up being like $200 million a year. And then the other thing they did was instead of being a resident for 6 months, they bumped that up to 8 months. You have to live here in your home 8 months of the year. And then in 2027, they put an amendment on that it would go to 25% reduction with no sunset on it. So now It's in the conference committee, and we'll see what happens when it gets out of that. But it was quite a deal yesterday, and we still have, I'm still really concerned about what this is going to do to, I'm glad, you know, we're looking at giving, I voted for it. I'm very, very nervous about what it's going to do in the long run. And I'm afraid in a couple of years, people are really going to see the outcome. But there's another bill coming, and it is, I think, Senate File 153, I believe. And it is the bill.
Marilyn, I lost you.
Oh, okay. Where did you lose me last? Where did I stop?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm still really nervous about what this is going to do to our cities, towns, Little Claremont, Casey, Buffalo, being able to provide services. But we'll see where it goes. And then there's another bill that I'm really behind, and that's, I believe it's Senate File 153, which is the bill that would codify the constitutional amendment that was passed that pulled the residential class out separately from the other classes. And if that bill can pass, then we would be looking at being able to immediately lower the residential rate from 9.5 to 8.3, and that could go into effect immediately, and it would be across the board for everybody, all the residential. And it's you know it's not 50%, but it would be the easiest to put in place for right now until we can figure out what these other things are going to do. And then they're waiting to see what the I think in that House Bill 69, there's a part in there that they put in that said if the property tax initiative where it's 50% with no backfill passes, then this other one would go away. But if it didn't, then they wanted to have this 25% in there forever and ever. So it's kind of a waiting game. I mean, it's just who's maneuvering and outmaneuvering and what's going to happen. And I can't tell anybody for sure yet on that one.
Okay. We need to wrap this up quick. Real quick, let's okay. Talk about what you're expecting this coming week in the legislature.
We will be continuing to work on those crossover bills. And going to committee quite a bit, I think. and that's what we're working on now is the Senate file bills, and things are moving fairly fast, except for, you know, a few of these that takes a lot more time. But gotcha. It'll just be continuing to work on the Senate bills and sitting, waiting for conference committees to come back. Another really interesting one on the Senate side is that nuclear spent fuel bill, and I think they ended up killing that in committee. About storing the fuel rods, the material in Wyoming temporarily. That one will be interesting. I'm kind of waiting to see where that will shake out this week.
Gotcha.
Coming week.
Another quick question. So how's the learning curve for Ms. Marilyn in her first legislative session?
Well, it's been fairly steep, you know, as a commissioner.
This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate patient-centered care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.